Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Soldier by Grace Burroughs, narrated by James Langton. Chapter 1.
Why is that, sitting on my fountain?
Devlin St. Just, the Earl of Rosecroft, directed his question to the wilted specimen who passed for his land steward.
And why, in the blazing middle of July, is my fountain inoperable?
I'm afraid, my lord, the fountain hasn't worked for several years,
Haldeman replied, answering the simpler question first.
And as for the other, well, I gather it conveyed with the estate.
That?
The earl jerked his chin.
Cannot convey. It is not a fixture nor a livestock.
In the legal sense, perhaps not,
Haldeman prevaricated, clearing his throat delicately. He'd given the word a little emphasis, legal, and his employer shot him a scowl.
What?
The earl pressed, and Haldeman began to wish he'd heeded his sister's advice and stayed pleasantly bored summering on their uncle's estate closer to York. The earl was not an easy person to work for. Well over 6 feet of former cavalry officer, first-born of a powerful duke, and possessed of both arrogance and temper in abundance. The man was a black Irish terror. No matter, he paid well and worked harder than any title Haldeman had run across. Devlin St. Just, newly created first Earl of Rosecroft, was a flat screaming terror. Gossip, even in York, was that the French had run for the hills when St. Just had led the charge.
Well, you see, my lord,
Haldeman swallowed and stole a glance at the fountain. He was the land steward, for pity's sake. And